for shizzle. Right.
Herbalicious. Ace to the E to the RB.
This is Ricky.
This is Misty.
This is Stefan.
Hi, this is Johnny.
This is Samantha.
It's me, it's really come.
I like it when you call me Big Papa.
Oh, you're depressed, sister.
This is Brandy.
This is Herb, how's it going?
This is Carlos.
I'm Nathan.
And Ryan.
And you're listening to Foul Monkey.
Praise white Jesus. Praise white Jesus. Praise white Jesus.
White Jesus. White Jesus. That's, white Jesus.
That's the best part is where Nathan comes in with like country grammar and then it's like, and Ryan.
I always thought he said Nate. But I just heard he's like Nathan.
I don't think this is Nathan. Mine, by the way, it's a mine. Tiny sock I found in my room.
Oh,
is was it from the bridge to Terabithia? Or was it? Or
it's
was it
like
from the
smaller than my already so, tiny hands?
Or was it from the witch in the wardrobe? Or
thank you.
So that we have an emergency broadcast system message. Wow.
Holy shit.
Paris Hilton got out of jail last night.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Contact the local CDC if you see any outbreaks on your genitals. She emits an aura of venereal disease. You don't even have to have sex with her.
Did you say oral? Or
an aura. That's also oral. Yeah. And, however, it's very dangerous.
You look up hepatitis C in the dictionary and it has her picture in it.
Yeah, it's hepatitis
and HIV.
No.
If you look up hepatitis C in dictionary.com, pop-ups to her site come up.
She has a pop-up breakout.
Were you also looking for Paris Hilton's new CD?
Hey, she does have one good song.
I like six of them.
Drop that's hot.
Yeah. What's that one called? Turn it up.
It's probably That's
Hot.
Yeah,
turn it up.
That's Hot number four. Yeah.
She also has
like
that's
the
Hot number
edition.
Five.
The Hot remix.
So, what's been going on? 100th episode. Not a lot of downloads.
Lame.
Really weird.
Yeah, it's like more...
It's like
there's an even balance. It's like if we get a lot of call-ins, we have like no downloads. If we get a lot of downloads, we have no call-ins.
They're like, we can only do one thing a week.
Right. And it's like...
In San Francisco, we can only think about one thing at one time.
Unless it's an orgy.
Well, that makes me really sad.
And then even then, I have to put name tags on people.
Like, I'm Lighten. Nathan's cute.
He is cute.
In like a not cute way.
He's a country bumpkin boy.
And by that, I mean I don't find him physically attractive, but he's
well,
cute.
Because he doesn't weigh 300 pounds.
Yeah, exactly, man. I like me some country grammar, but only when it's eaten a lot of fried chicken.
Hell yeah.
Only when it stops for the buffet at Shoney's.
Oh, look, there's another one. Let's stop.
Oh, look, there's a Cracker Barrel.
And if not Shoney's, Golden Corral.
If you've ever been to Shoney's and saw the bucket of bacon and decided, okay, and then just picked it up, yeah.
That's Ryan.
Yeah, that's how I roll.
Dude, eating Fig Newton ripoff, what are these things called?
Strawberry fig.
Daddy Ray's strawberry bars.
Daddy Ray.
Were those
he
the disgusting ones?
No, those are the other ones which I still ate.
Yeah, no. The bad thing is that, like, every time I eat one, since these headphones blow, it, like vibrates them out of my ears because when you eat, you know, your ears kind of...
Oh, maybe I need to fuck your ears a little bit more.
No, maybe Stephanie needs to stop quitting and buy some headphones. Or stop smoking. Stop smoking.
I'm not the only one.
Stop quitting smoking. That's what I meant to say.
I'm going
to
quit. Like, I really am.
For shizzle? Like,
for shizzle.
For fucking sure?
Well... I'll
dude,
think
not
of a
even
date and announce it on the show.
You need to go to the doctor's office and get some Xanax.
I don't even care. I don't even care about the headphones. It's not even that. You should just not smoke because, like...
I'm going to quit. I already promised him I was going to quit. I was supposed to quit like last week.
Because you're going to look like...
Oh, she hit his nipple.
You're going to...
Oh, shit.
It's okay.
Dude, because you're going to end up looking like the mom on 6 Feet Under in like 2 years.
Francis Conroy?
Smoking. Yeah.
That is so mean.
No, but
she's
also almost 70 years old.
And you're going to look like her in 2 years if you don't stop smoking.
2 years.
She's not smoking crack.
62 days.
Like shooting up heroin and doing crank. Cigarettes.
So,
also known as turpentine.
Herb basically threw up his asshole on Sunday.
Dude, I was coming out of both ends like a reverse orgy.
He
had salmonella poisoning.
No, I seriously, I ate mayonnaise from February, and I threw up. I threw up like literally 18 times on Sunday morning.
Oh,
yeah, I know. I can still hear out of this
one.
It's okay. See, when I'm eating, it's like.
So, Herb
had asked
me. Why
did you eat mayonnaise from February?
No, this is the story.
No.
So, like, last week, Herb asked if we have mayonnaise in the refrigerator, and I was like, yeah.
What happened was.
What happened was. Anyway, he asked me if we had mayonnaise, and I said, yeah, but I never eat mayonnaise, so, but it's in the refrigerator.
So, you have it, but you never.
Because I never eat it. Which is a good sign that you should look at the date.
Well, it's a weird sign because.
What if he had to use it for a recipe?
No, but never mind. I was going to make a fat
anyway.
Joke.
Oh, that's me.
So he makes a sandwich. He eats it. Everything's fine. He said, you know, it tastes okay or whatever.
Yeah, like I ate one on like Wednesday and I was fine. And then I ate one on Friday and I was fine. And then on Sunday morning, I woke up and from 8:45.
No, Saturday. Sunday you ate morning. It Saturday and then Sunday morning.
Yeah, but I had one on Friday too.
So you had three in a row?
Yeah, I had like, you know, it was a good
damn.
Sandwich.
Oh, damn.
So anyway, yeah, on Sunday morning from
World
like 8:45.
You're still here.
Yeah. From like 8:45 to like 1 p.m.
Oh, no. It was like 7:15.
Yeah, it was a long time. And I threw up and I...
He threw up.
You guys
shells,
you gotta be careful
with
cheese.
Mayonnaise.
Dude,
it's
know.
It's a fierce
like,
and fickle mistress.
See, in my house, I wouldn't need to... It's just... It's because I haven't lived here yet, and I didn't think to, like, check it, because anything in our fridge that expires, we usually... It's, like, already gone. Like, we already know, because I'm always constantly raiding the fridge at my mom's house, you know what I mean? But here, it's, like, I don't know everything in there yet, so I just, like, ate it, you know? I didn't check, and then we looked, and we're like, oh, February. Shit!
Literally.
Yeah, no, everywhere.
Oh, I felt so bad for him.
Yeah, but he took care of me. Thank you, baby.
When he first started throwing up, he was actually throwing up food.
Like macaroni from last night.
And... Yeah, and I was like, he ate macaroni and cheese earlier, like shells macaroni and cheese, and when he threw it
and
up,
it was still
like
shells.
The shells were back together.
Oh,
I've been there.
And I was like,
hot dogs. Luckily, you didn't have any hot dogs.
Yeah,
because they splash.
Yeah,
and they come out whole. Almost.
Yeah, because you don't chew up as much of hot dogs as you think you do.
Yeah,
spaghetti. Spaghetti, it'll come back.
And milk's pretty bad, too.
Dude, yeah, I did it with Chef Boyardee.
If you had, like, spaghetti, hot dogs, and a big glass of milk, and then threw up later on that night.
Dude, milk's awesome, though, because it comes out your nose, and it's like...
No, but when it comes out, it's spoiled. Like
it's spoiled, and it tastes bad, and it's kind of chunky.
Yep.
It's very bad.
Because of the bile.
I have the worst morning sickness I've ever had, or of anybody in like the whole world. I threw up everything. I experienced some foods that I will never ever throw up again.
Oh yeah, I had the worst morning sickness.
Did you?
Yes.
When?
After his pregnancy.
After
squirrel.
I dropped my kids off at the pool.
That's some kind of butt.
After
baby.
His squirrels dropped.
Do you feel better though?
Yeah, but my stomach's like really sore. My back is kind of sore because I heaved so many times. It was like. Physically trying, you know what I mean? It was like ridiculous.
I have a confession.
Stuff.
Yeah. Like seriously, I mean that was the sickest I think I've ever been. The last time
you called me though.
Well, I
called
my mom.
He called his mom.
She's an RN.
Well, I could have brought you something.
Oh, it's cool.
We
have like soup, but thank you.
No, Vistaril. It's an anti-nauseant. Whenever I get the stomach flu, my mom gives it to me. It'll knock your ass out. But
no, but I mean, dude, this was like gonna happen. I mean, I wanted to throw up. I mean. It's not, you know, I had to because I had to get all the bad out because it's like, you know, I'm kind of like, hey, body, why couldn't you just like shit all that out instead of having me throw up like 18 times? But Well, it did that too, but
it was like, no, got to get this shit out now.
In any way possible, at the same time.
Shoot it out his ears. Yeah. I don't fucking care. So make him cry.
I'm really glad that our toilet is next to our bathtub, like right next to it, because
I have a confession, actually.
You're gonna angle yourself.
No, I did. It was like, yeah. Okay.
I have a confession.
Confession of
like Usher.
Shit. This is not Catholic Church,
like
Ricky.
Usher?
My confession. This is my confession.
That he's gay.
No.
Oh my God.
He is.
Are you really?
No.
No, no. I meant Usher.
Oh.
Yeah. He's like, I just like singing songs for women, but I'm gay.
About dicks.
So anyway, about my confession.
Ew, I licked it.
Ooh.
Cue confession.
That one's gross.
I know this is going to sound very mean, but when he was like at the last part of throwing up and he was like throwing up bile and then blood started to come up a little bit from where you bit your cheek, right?
Okay, we didn't know that at first. We thought it was just like I was throwing up stuff. Fuck these headphones.
You're going to have to talk a little louder because...
Me talk louder? I don't think that's an option.
You're being really quiet today.
Oh, am I?
I think I'm winning.
I think he turned down my shit.
Holy shit.
all right, so...
he was throwing up blood and stuff.
Yeah, I thought it was blood that came from the inside at first, but what happened was when I was like, blah, blah.
It wouldn't be red.
It was like, bam, and it took out like a fucking chunk right here. So that's why when I'm eating these, it like hurts, and it's like... It was just, it's like this whole circle in there into the blood.
Well, just so you know, if you're throwing up blood, it's not red.
Yeah.
It's like coffee grounds.
Yeah, exactly. It gets like brownish. And it's like blood after it's dried, you know? Yeah.
So, can I get back to my confession?
Yes, what's your confession?
Only if it's not weird.
So, as much as I was concerned about him and I wanted to take care of him, when he was throwing up whole food, I couldn't go in the bathroom because I was going to get sick. But then there was a point the last couple times he threw up that when he would throw up, his stomach looks like it was actually going up into his lungs. And he looked like a little Ethiopian kid. And I almost laughed.
Well, I am like half black. My name's Cedric. So, you know.
Hey, turn your mic up like this.
In the bathroom with him.
Talk in the front of it.
Well, I was trying to talk like this.
That's my confession.
Well, it's not really that
No,
bad.
He took care of me. Thank you, babe.
I thought
that
you were
really
just
nice
like
you.
Really fucked up.
I thought like, you were
while
like,
he was throwing, while he was throwing
I
up,
asked
I really
him for a
blow
job
him,
or something.
Oh, no, that was later, actually.
Yeah.
But he didn't
you
ask.
You did
I
not.
Just, I just got on.
What?
I'm just joking.
Did you really?
There is nothing
you
wrong.
You think you were throwing up before.
Wait there's
till
nothing
I ram
wrong.
This down your throat.
There is nothing that a little penicillin won't take care of.
I'm just saying.
That's what Paul Rubin
no,
said.
If I have salmonella, I am not.
Dude, I don't think it was salmonella.
Oh, no. I wouldn't.
Yeah, you don't want, like, salmon dick.
Ooh.
No. Ricky actually took really good care of me, and it was really nice. And he called my mom, and my mom thought you were really cute. She's like, oh, you know, he called me up, and he's like, Herb's sick. I don't know what to do. You know, and it was really cute. And I knew my mom would know what to do without us having to, like, spend money and go to some fucking emergency room. I was like, fuck. No, I'm not getting out of this bed and going to the emergency room. I was like, I will feel better.
When he threw up the last time and there was blood, he was like, oh, I got to go to the emergency room.
Yeah, but I laid down, and then after that, I felt like, all right.
That's good.
I'm still sore. It's like, my God, that was like a huge deal, but I'm all right. But it's like, dude, I've gotten sick twice since I've been here. Like sick, like sickness, like illness, and then food poisoning on top of that. It's like, holy fuck, man. Do I have enemies somewhere? Like, people in Florida that remember me from like fifth grade, like, yeah, there's that faggot. It's like poison is.
I think you just have to get used to the environment.
Florida is a breeding ground of.
Well,
diseases.
I think that.
I believe
also,
it's
like,
what we refer to as a cesspool. Yes.
And traveling is very
a
stressful.
A melting pot.
Yeah. You know,
and it's
know.
Also, it's the environment. You're going to have to adjust
yeah,
to
it's
the
been
change
7 years.
In the weather and the change in the people.
It's taken me a few minutes to adjust to your cleavage. Jesus.
You know what's crazy?
Aren't they hot today? They're so sexy. I love this shirt. That was like the first thing Ryan said to me. He's like, I'm going to tell you that your rack looks really good today.
I know you're like upset and everything, but damn, them titties is looking good.
Would you fuck me for blow?
I love this shirt.
As a side note or some sort of footnote.
This is how I'm convincing them not to fire me. I'm just like,
you're like, hey, bitch, Victoria's motherfucking secret.
A couple of them are. But I know that Doug isn't. He's the one that hired me the whole time I was interviewing. He was looking down my shirt.
Anybody named Doug is gay.
Yeah, or Bruce.
No, he's
or
not.
From Canada.
Or Mexico.
No, he pays. No.
Doug, there is no Dougs in Mexico.
Dougito.
Dougito?
No, it'd be like.
What is that? Mello.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of the Spanish equivalent of Doug. There isn't one because it's just a bad name.
Dougito.
What was I going to say?
I have no idea.
Dougina.
Continue.
Sorry, Rick.
I don't.
So.
Oh, actually, what I was going to say was I haven't been that sick since I was about 5 years old. I had a hernia and I had surgery. And, well, here's a little something about me. I had surgery and my body did not like the stuff that they did on the inside of my intestines. So afterwards, I threw up about 50 times in half an hour. And every time I threw up, they kept giving me 7-Up to get me to stop because carbonated clear drinks are pretty good for that. Okay, sort of. And, well, let's just say I cannot stand 7-Up because every time I drink it, I think of that exactly because it reminds me. It's the same taste.
Oh, that's sad. It's good.
Maybe it's just me, but.
Make 7
I think you're
up yours.
Well, and I like Sprite and I like Sierra Mist, but 7-Up is like a very specific taste.
What are you doing?
You can't be sidekicking.
Yeah, there is no
sidekick.
You have
a problem.
I'm sidekicking it.
You know, like mine's over there.
Herb got his.
I know, I saw it, but he's not playing on it.
No, I'm trying to change something.
What are you trying to?
Oh, and I see. How is that different from playing with it?
Well, you don't. When you play with a penis, you don't really change it. Well, it goes from soft to hard, but okay, I'll do
it. It better change. Otherwise, we're going to.
And then it
wrong.
Does that quiver thing before.
That's only some guys.
The quiver thing? What?
What quiver thing?
Right before you come, you like quiver a little bit.
Oh, I do
like,
that.
I don't know what you
like
mean.
Shake like this?
No, his like penis does. Like that's how I know he's going to come.
Your head doesn't get like really big.
I don't know
big.
It does that.
Yeah, it does. It jerks a little bit. Like it's a little bit of. It's not like a hard jerk. It's like a little bit of a quiver, and then you start speaking in tongue.
Oh, okay.
It's a soft moaning.
That's how I know I need to.
From England.
I always thought you go by the head. If it swells, if it starts to swell up, then they're about to come.
Yeah, but not every guy's like that. Some guys like don't make any move. You know.
Aww,
Ryan, are you a quiverer?
It's cute.
Show us how you quiver.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cute.
That would take a lot of effort on my part. Yeah.
Hey,
we're willing to wait. We have a whole hour.
We will outdo Howard Stern, I swear to Jesus.
He won't let me on the air.
What, outdo Howard Stern?
He won't let me blow him on the air.
Damn it.
Ryan, you suck.
No, I don't.
I don't even think he'd let me like give him a hand
y'all
job.
Y'all do.
So
what did everybody think about the 100 episode extravaganza?
I love your intro, even though I question how original it is.
It is original.
I
know, but
good.
Is it like, have you ever used Fruity Loops?
I've ate Fruit Loops.
Mmm, Fruit Loops. Delicious.
If anybody's into
nutritious.
Audio stuff.
California, San Francisco to be...
fuck that if up. Anybody, if any of our listeners...
California...
If any of our listeners don't know like what Fruity Loops is, it's like an audio program kind of like Audacity where you take loops that are pre-made or you make your own and then you put them together and make songs. It's really kind of an easy way to do stuff. GarageBand is pretty similar, but it's so GarageBand is more for recording than it is for looping. But
my shit is original.
I don't know. It sounded kind of pretty.
Your shit was good.
I like it, though. Either way.
Thank you.
The show was good. I thought the show was really good.
It's okay. I'm just giving him shit.
We got some comments about... Oh. You remember the guy from Louisiana?
New Lou.
He messaged us on the website.
I saw.
You know, www.foulmonkeys.com. Well, just because you saw it doesn't mean the listener audience saw it.
Right.
You should also comment.
Hey, play that one, dude. Play Jeremiah from Mississippi.
I have him.
He's a fucking reverend country boy.
New Lou says, my name's Justin, also...
Timberlake.
Did I say this wrong last time? Is it Magilla Gorilla?
Magilla Gorilla.
Okay.
Magilla, not Gorilla.
From MySpace, but I like New Lou instead.
Oh.
Yeah, but Magilla's cool, man.
We'll
like,
keep calling you New Lou.
How much is that monkey in the window? I have boxers that are Magilla Gorilla.
You know who I liked better?
You don't know who Megilla Gorilla is?
You know who I liked better? Grape Ape.
Yeah, Grape Ape was always better.
Grape Ape. Cool.
He was cooler.
And Speed Buggy.
And we also had
Grape Ape.
Micro Auto E.
Micro Auto E.
He says, my real name is Eric. My voice sounds so different. I was also thinking of calling it again because I was nervous.
Eric
Micro
is
Auto
like,
E, I choose you.
Eric is so
I guess
not
that's
an Asian
the
name.
E came from.
I know.
I was expecting like
you know, Wait. Like
Itawa.
No, like Shin or you know, like
my Nikki favorite Maru. Thing. My favorite thing is when he goes, is his name really Micro Auto E?
I thought it was. He said that he was Asian. And yeah. Like, this is Micro Auto E. And that sounds... is so a name that I could picture an Asian having.
Yeah, it would have all kinds of Y's and shit.
It's probably like a cereal brand X's. Over there.
Like when? I don't know about it's X's. Spelled Nguyen.
Hey, speaking of which, they came out with cucumber Pepsi in Japan.
Yeah, did you see
recently.
That?
They have, no, but they have it here. It's called Summer something.
Summer.
Like no, that's different.
Like Pepsi Jazz or whatever.
That has. Summer no, it's scene. Summertime something. But
I
it's
that
fruity.
Had, like,
it's fruity.
Shit.
It's
no.
like summertime ball
this
sweat.
This is actually green.
Yeah,
that's
it's.
Disgusting.
No, it it's like cucumber Baja. Melon lotion. It's just.
It looks like
have you tasted it? I'm not going to eat cucumber melon lotion.
Well, they only
yeah,
have
but
it in Japan.
It's not lotion.
I don't like cucumbers, so.
Yeah,
you
don't
like
either.
Cucumbers at all?
Like
not in like a salad?
Pickle.
Not even in your ass?
Excuse me.
I like
pickles and I like zucchini, but I don't like cucumber. But the flavor of a cucumber, like in something, is pretty cool. But like the actual fruit or vegetable is
hell,
no.
I'll take a
in
cucumber.
In San Francisco.
Actually, isn't
either.
A cucumber a fruit? Yeah, it is.
No.
I think so because it's got seeds.
Yeah, exactly. And so is a pickle and so is a zucchini because they're all in the same.
And they all grow on vines.
Yeah. Okay. And so is a tomato, and so is corn. Most people do not know that. And I got into this huge
However,
fucking debate in like middle school.
Banana has no seeds, but it's still fruit.
Right.
Yeah, it's
I
sterile.
Banana has fruit seeds.
Yeah,
the
like that little
in
shit
the
in the middle.
No, it's they're not seeds.
What are they?
I don't know.
They're sterile. Bananas
that's
are sterile fruits.
That's what my stepmom
I think,
said.
I think
like
penises from like corpses wow. eventually biodegrade and become the bananas that we all eat.
I don't know. Anything about food, I just cook it
you
and
just
eat,
eat
it.
It. Yeah,
that's why they have so much potassium.
Well, I know like how to cook it.
I need some because I'm sore.
In
and
San Francisco, there are no cucumbers or bananas because our asses eat them.
We already have potassium.
I didn't get that.
Potassium.
Oh, okay.
Asses in it.
I should have said poop-tassium.
Poop-tassium.
Oh, we have a review on iTunes
oh,
from Neighbor Girl.
Good one.
Oh, Neighbor
Wait,
Girl.
Wait, who is this?
What up, Neighbor Girl?
I mean, who is it really?
It's Neighbor Girl.
Our friend Neighbor Girl.
For real?
You haven't met her.
Oh, okay.
You may have met her, but I don't think so.
I haven't met any neighbors. Except for that hot guy upstairs.
No, his neighbor girl.
I know.
Well,
I know
she wasn't just... my neighbor. Well, no, she wasn't my neighbor.
I thought she was...
Misty's neighbor.
She was Wagner's neighbor.
But you lived there.
Oh,
Mr. Not Rogers' neighbor.
Not at that house. It was the house before the house she lived at last. The one in downtown.
Downtown!
Whatever.
And also, we have another Loker listener. Her name is Jen. Loker. And she commented on the MySpace page.
Because I'm a Loker. I'm a toker.
What'd she say?
I'm a midnight smoker.
I don't know. I don't remember.
It's really good that you're getting more female listeners.
Yeah, we need some pussy.
Yeah.
There's too much penis in this relationship.
Hello, ladies. Hello.
Okay, you just scared them away.
This is Knighton.
Oh, no. Come back, ladies.
But you did bring a bunch of bears.
Hey,
in.
Ladies. Yeah. That's good. That's good for y'all, I guess.
Hey, man. If the straight thing isn't working out.
You know. There's always
oh,
the
it's
bears.
Working out. It's working really well. Yeah.
Well, the quivering.
Why does your girlfriend look a little different than you do?
Because the quiver.
Good.
That's not what that face showed.
I seriously, damn.
That's not the face that I was making.
Okay.
Whatever. It's working out real
Excuse
good.
Me.
12 children.
All right, calls. So I want to hear Mississippi guy. I want
to
hear Jeremiah.
Oh, we got some phone calls. You want to listen to some calls?
Mississippi. Jeremiah, this guy sounds like a reverend.
Or a reverend?
Yeah, a reverend.
He sounds like a Revlon.
A reverend.
No, seriously. I mean, he sounds like a he Revron. Praises the Lord.
That sounds
and
like a car.
Jesus is just all right with me. That's
well, he's
he
from
like.
Mississippi.
He has
they
to
all sound like
Lord.
That, too. It's weird. It's like the minute you get into the state borders, right in Mississippi, they sound like that.
The only
else.
Thing you believe in Mississippi is God and white people.
It's not even, it's not even, I mean, it's so much further southern than like.
When I went to New Orleans, my ex-girlfriend that I was staying with, like her, the town she lived in was Picayune. And as soon as you get into the town, it says Jesus reigns Lord Supreme over Picayune or something like that.
Oh,
that's
shit.
What like a, it was like a sign, like a street sign.
And in parentheses, like, that. Faggots get out.
Like, run, queer. We don't take
and black people.
And everybody was like 21, 22 and had like at least two kids. Like if you go to Walmart, everyone was like our
so
age,
like
but
Polk
they
County.
All had children.
And their kids are
no,
like.
No, like everybody was 21, 22 and had kids. There were no old people. They were just like young people fucking like crazy.
They made a movie.
Dude,
children
and their
the
kids are like, my daughter would absolutely love you. And that's like the kids saying.
Yeah.
I only have one kid,
that's,
by the way.
That's like Children of the Corn and shit.
Yeah.
That's scary.
But they're like, they're weirded out if they see people like a couple or something like that that doesn't have a kid. That's like my age. And this was when I was like 19.
So basically, faggots get out.
Yeah, I was like, faggot better run.
Yeah, exactly. What's that from?
Loveline.
Yeah, yeah, I know, but what's it wasn't it?
Dr. Drew said it for yeah. some reason.
And they turned into like a sound
ass
drop.
Time ago. And then, yeah, now they play it. Anytime anybody gay calls in, he's like
you're gay,
better
you're
run.
Lesbian, faggot better run. Yeah.
You're a lesbian.
We need to have sound drops of us saying certain things that we always say.
Queer.
That are really funny to just put in, you know, just like a button and.
Yeah, see, that requires work.
That's
on other
yeah.
people's parts.
Yeah,
beside
and
mine
and not a Macintosh.
Like, woo! Herbs.
Hey, I work
get
the
on
penis.
It.
All right, so this
he
is
works
Amy.
The cock. Uh-huh.
This is Amy. She's from Indiana, I think.
Amy.
She's a long-time listener.
Oh
yeah.
Ooh. Can I say something to Amy?
Sure.
Amy, if you're ever in Muncie and you see two people that look like human pincushions, kill them.
There's probably going to be a child with them.
Yes, a very not attractive child that doesn't look anything like the dad.
Like it probably has Down syndrome.
Like and it's the, from
and the,
Indiana.
And the girl.
And we love Down syndrome.
Will look like G.I. Jane. But
knock my but, dick, like not in a good way.
Would you like to say their names?
Oh, their names are Danielle Johnson and Steven Stidham.
Stidham,
okay,
and stay the fuck away from them.
Yeah. No.
But no, well, kick their ass and then stay the fuck away from them,
and then follow them home and get.
I think
at their
address.
Yeah, and then get the address.
Dude, Brandy, like
thank
mute
you.
Brandy, uh-huh. Her cousin is in town from Indiana.
You're right,
and they want to hang out on Friday with Kyle and us and whoever.
No.
Why?
Not an option.
What?
I'm just kidding.
Oh,
all right,
oh damn.
So here's Amy.
Hi, guys. It's Amy. I just wanted to call and say hello. I know I said that I would call a long time ago and didn't.
Yes, you did.
So I just wanted to tell you I love you guys and keep up the good work and have a great weekend. Bye.
Thank you.
Aww.
And thank you in advance, you. Amy.
For killing those two people.
You don't have to kill them.
Oh, yeah. Don't kill the guy.
If he's dead, then I don't get money. So
yeah.
Just find his address.
No, because
wait, another
you would get a
guy that you need money from?
This is my baby daddy.
Yeah,
the deadbeat.
The deadbeat baby daddy.
The Asian guy?
Yes.
I thought he was here.
No.
He just moved to
on
Indiana.
On the 26th to Muncie.
His last name is Stidham?
And Janet, if you're listening, thank you for finding that information out for me.
Wait, his name is Stidham?
You are super sweet.
His last name is Stidham?
That's my last name.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
So how does he have it, too?
Oh, my God. Somebody is totally going to come stalk you now.
Yeah, but, like, how Asian is he?
They can't find
you can't have sex with her. She's mine.
What?
How Asian is he?
He's, I think he's like a quarter, like a half.
Oh, okay. Cause, yeah, because Stidham is about as Asian as Eric, you know, Mike
Rodowy. No, his family owns, if you guys ever look at the porta potties around here, the Stidham porta potties.
He's got a lot of shit money.
That's right. His family.
Wow.
There's a lot of shit in his family. That's what I'm saying.
He looks Asian.
A lot of other people's shit.
Yeah.
And he looks Asian, but he doesn't have an Asian penis, and he doesn't do it. He doesn't like Chinese food.
Because he's Japanese, maybe?
No, he's Chinese.
No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so here we go. This is Jeremiah, and he's from Mississippi.
Mississippi.
Here we go.
Well, hi there, Ricky and Herb. This is Jeremiah from Laurel, Mississippi. I just happened upon your podcast today, and I was going to call and tell you guys to keep up the wonderful work. It is hilarious. Several of us have been just rolling on the floor here today about that. We've listened to 96 and 97, so they're very good. And I hope to meet you two one day very soon. Thank you. Bye.
He's also, like, totally, he's really cute, and he's Jewish, which somehow I found out, I don't know, I think he mentioned it to me.
Do you think that's how he, like, really talks?
No, seriously, because I have another friend named Dustin who lives in, I can't remember, but it's the southern part of Mississippi, and he sounds exactly the same.
I thought I was watching Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil. Did you see that
movie? Didn't he sound like Reverend Beauregard?
Beauregard.
Yeah, a lot. I thought that's who it was.
So no, it was him.
Yeah, man, Mississippi people are crazy.
I like it.
I like how he said good.
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 And then we have Andy from Maryland, who is calling to answer your question that you had. Big Fun Drew, remember?
He was cute.
Remember he was preoccupied?
Oh!
So here we go.
Hey, Foul Monkeys. This is Andy from Maryland, Big Fun Drew. I was calling back at the request of Stephanie to verify or clarify that the last time I was distracted as I was walking out of work. However, I was not taking a dump or masturbating or receiving a blowjob. Two of the three of those things are things I probably do best anyway. I save the masturbating for first thing in the morning, right before bed if Ben's not home, right after work. And a couple times during the day
right
in the bathroom at work. And,
I can tell.
You know, the shitting, too, that happens because I'm regular, so I do that often. But I wasn't when I called you. I was merely walking outside, and I was distracted. So have a lovely little day. Enjoyed the 100th episode. It was great fun. And I'll be listening more. Talk to you later.
He goes, because I'm regular, like a fucking, like Depends commercial. Like, who says I'm regular?
I'm regular.
He is regular.
I'm extremely regular.
Drew, you're hot, and thank you. We like you.
I appreciate his answering my question, but since he's so forthcoming with the information.
Literally
forthcoming.
Seriously,
I got
at work.
I know when he poops.
So like,
I know where you come this summer.
Do you come when you masturbate? And
in fact, he's probably coming right now.
Okay.
Dude, I
hold on.
Work.
What? There's seven conversations going on and one person talking.
Really?
That didn't make sense.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
Let Stephanie ask her questions.
Oh. Stephanie's not here anymore.
Just giving a lot of information. So I was just like, how much does he come? You know, how long does it take him when he masturbates in the morning? That kind of thing.
We can actually probably get a video.
You know what? You know what we should do?
What?
We should have people call in with to answer our questions.
Yeah, like
Q&A. We tried that and they didn't participate.
It seems that your callers or your listeners are more active about calling nowadays than they
because we put
were
YouTube
in the
on.
Past.
This is true.
I don't understand what he wants us to.
I say we ask them dirty secret questions.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be sexual, but it can be. I mean,
oh, it will be.
Fucking,
it will be.
Like, secret shit.
Sometimes it will not be, but most of the time it will be. It'll be sexy questions.
But can we answer them? Like, should we answer them as well?
Yeah, we could, like, come up with a question, say, for the next show.
Yeah, like Paul Mooney.
I think we should start out simple.
Okay.
Like, Big Fun Drew, how big is your Big Fun penis?
No, we're asking everyone.
Oh, sorry.
So we'll start out simple, and are you right-handed? Or left-handed.
When you masturbate.
Yes.
Yeah. Would you rather...
Girls masturbate too.
But I use masturbate both hands. With and I don't the use right my hands so much.
Ambidextrous.
You can say that too. How do you get it off? When you are alone and you're getting your business done.
No, I have two things that I use. Predominantly I use the shower head because I have a very fancy shower head that has a different dials and it pulses and it's like a jet and all that stuff.
Nice.
So that's what I use predominantly. It takes exactly 3 minutes, by the way.
Damn.
3 minutes. Well, I wait for
and
my conditioner.
You're answering seconds.
The question. How are we going to answer the question?
She waits
later?
For her conditioner to start. And
oh,
then
my
goes.
God.
No, this I have a whole routine, like with my shower.
Yeah, but see, a routine isn't great because people, I mean, I always talk to guys and they're always like, well, I have this routine before bed. And it's like, yeah, but dude, what are you going to do when the earth starts turning the other way and a routine doesn't work anymore? Or what if you're in a different state or not your
you
own
just
place or
do
you
it
can't
some
do
other
it.
Time?
You don't get it. Yeah, I live in a room with an 18-month-old child and my parents are constantly running around. These showers
humping each other in the living room.
Dude, trust me, there's other times.
I know. Yes. If there's an opportunity to jerk off,
You can do it at work.
It's easier for girls than it is for a guy. In the bathroom.
No, I can't get off with my hand.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind. You didn't shower.
I can't get off with my hand either.
I need a shower or I need my vibrator.
Bullshit.
That's what I'm for.
You're just telling him that.
No, I need a shower or I need my vibrator.
If I don't, I'll explode.
If you'd love me, you'd put your mouth on it.
Ladies, just so you know, this is a fact. You can look it up on science journals. If men do not receive constant oral pleasure, they will explode.
And dump you at the same
time. And their balls will turn black.
Yep.
Unless they're already black and then they'll turn white.
You're going to implode pretty soon.
Hopefully. That'd be the way I want to go.
That'd be the biggest quiver ever.
He died doing what he loved. Coming. Yeah.
You're so going to die that way, too.
I hope so. I hope my last thoughts. Oh.
So I want to talk about a dream that I had, you guys.
Oh, this
it's
is
really
crazy.
Weird.
And kind of hot.
Weird.
Wait.
It was hot, man. That guy was fucking...
None of you answered the question.
What?
I was the only one.
I thought we were going to wait until people...
I'm very...
No, don't tell anybody.
Yeah, because we weren't supposed to answer the question it. Right away.
They need to call in and give us the
that
answer.
That was your fault for not following procedure.
He asked me.
Okay, well, bad. Shame. Don't ask her questions.
We're going to wait until they respond to us. If they never answer, they'll never know our answers.
They won't know our secrets.
Yeah, exactly. We'll ask each other questions and the listeners. You know, it'll be like everybody votes on the Wii because nobody knows until everybody knows. We don't get, like, special treatment. You know?
Yeah,
we're not going to be like, you know...
So if you want to suggest questions to us as listeners, we will all answer them, but not until everybody else does.
But don't you guys, like, predominantly jerk with, like, the hand that you, like, write with?
Not necessarily. Some people are both. Some people
we plead the fifth until people call and tell us their answers.
Yep. No more answers about our masturbatory functions.
Yeah, some people kind of go into the whole daddy thing and never really use their hand again.
I love pudding. It is good and
banana
soft.
Or chocolate. Don't answer that.
What?
Don't answer it. I said banana or chocolate.
Oh, yeah. You have to call them with both answers. Yes. How do you masturbate? And banana, chocolate, or vanilla? Because, like, banana's a weird pudding flavor.
What about tapioca? Or rice?
Okay, your favorite pudding flavor.
Rice.
Butterscotch.
Biatch. I like rice pudding.
So the answer format should go...
right or left, or ambidextrous, or
you know,
toys.
Fill out a ballot
onto a watermelon and chocolate.
I would actually be very interested to know how many guys actually utilize toys.
A lot of gay guys.
Really?
Yes. And to an annoying point, like, dude, shut
up. If you
off
use a toy, mention
off.
That as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
But only if it's like predominantly. If you like do it like twice in a year. That doesn't count.
Well,
no, but I mean,
I
find that kind of annoying about a lot of guys is that that's like they're into their thing and whatever works for them, that's like it. Like they must use this thing like all the time and it becomes a fetish and it becomes everything they talk about and it kind of leaks out into their regular life. And that's like really annoying. It's like, dude, just shut the fuck up and jerk it off. Holy shit.
Well,
Well, you know, like they need their
how
nipple
many clams. My thing like that is a vagina.
Yeah, no, no, but that's fine. That's natural. It's not like a nipple clamp or a cigar or something. You know,
I actually read an article though. It dealt with women, not so much guys. But yeah. If you're used to jerking off a certain way, then it's harder and harder for you to come at other times.
Exactly.
And then eventually you can only do it that way.
Which is why routines are bad, because you need to stay flexible for every kind of situation. Because what if, you get with somebody who can't please you the exact way that you need?
Or their vagina sealed up.
Right.
Ooh.
You never know.
Like Akon, he's locked
like
up.
They may have quarantined it or something.
So my dream.
Yeah.
Ricky had a dream.
So...
that one day people would once again be put into slavery.
We went into a company picnic about 2 weeks ago. And one of my coworkers brought her husband, which her about died for.
Fucking hot.
Goo Goo Gaga. I'm not going to say their real name. So her name is, I'll just say Jay Wood. And then her husband. So I have this dream that it's me, Samantha, Jay Wood and her husband, and we're sitting in their living room in their trailer. I don't know what's the trailer. And we're watching this like 13-inch color TV, but there's porn playing on the TV. So I look over at Jay Wood's husband, and he's like, I'm like, oh yeah, that's hot.
And for the listeners, Ricky was making masturbatory motions.
And this is the point where I came after listening to this part of the story.
Oh, yeah, because he wasn't in the dream.
Right. Unfortunately.
So then I look over at Jay Wood, and I see her arm doing this. And I look down, and I'm like, beating me off.
Oh.
But then her husband comes, it flies across the room and hits me on the face.
And you love it.
And then you woke up and her was like, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm like, take it, bitch.
Here's the
in
towel.
Your dreams.
Yeah, sorry about that.
It's Freddy, really salty. Yeah.
Freddy Krueger cum shot.
Ooh. I think I drooled in my sleep or something.
I think Finbar needs some of his own.
Ew. So, you know how we're always talking about San Francisco, right? Oh, fuck, they took the story off.
San Francisco?
Well, Jeremiah from Mississippi sent us an article about Mississippi.
Oh, yeah?
I mean,
San Francisco.
San Francisco.
I was going to say, are we going to have to start saying, in Mississippi?
In Mississippi? No.
Mississippi.
Yeah.
Mississippi.
So, anyway, in San Francisco, like, the governor or the mayor...
The governor...
has banned bottled water in city offices to save money and to stop global warming.
Okay.
What?
Because 1 billion, like 1 billion water bottles are put into their wastelands there.
Well, okay, whoa.
Actually,
whoa.
And bottled water costs about 1 million times more a year to manufacture and process than just tap water.
So now they all have to drink tap water.
Which is fine.
Just
get a pure water filter.
Plastic is the most recyclable like product we use.
If
you recycle it. Yeah.
Yeah, then why don't they just recycle instead of fucking around?
Because they're too busy with Ghirardelli chocolate.
Fucking freezes. Each other in the ass all day.
In San Francisco, we're too like gay to do that.
Yeah, we're environmentally friendly, but not smart about it.
The only plastic I put into a bin is the one inside my boyfriend's asshole.
That just means they're going to drink bottled water out in their cars and throw it on the side of the road.
Well, it's just the government is not purchasing the water anymore. The government was purchasing the bottled water.
So they'll bring it from home.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's
retarded.
Weird.
That is it so saves retarded. Money they for could the just taxpayer. Recycle. More businesses should recycle. For instance, the shitty
Are
company.
Are you
going to
recycle that
for.
Cup?
No.
I didn't think so.
You don't have a recycling bin here, do you?
Yes, we do.
Really?
Dude, right out there.
I'm oh, like,
okay, I'll put it in there if you show me where it's at.
I'm totally like...
It's over in the dark corner.
You can recycle these?
Yeah, they're made out
yeah,
of recycled
plastic. You can recycle newspapers, too.
Number five.
But like, I'm totally a big recycle kind of person. And I like
Actually,
never...
this I'm probably taking home to put Gatorade in.
And I think I've only littered like maybe twice, honestly. The only times I litter, there's like exceptions. If it's in somebody's yard, because I know they'll fucking pick it up, not on the street because nobody will. Or sometimes if it's like kind of like a funny scenario, like...
Yeah, like a hot dog.
In San Francisco, yeah. The only time we litter is when the condom falls out of our asses.
I've probably littered more meat than anything. Because I have two meat-related stories. The like first one involves... Like meat. No, like actual, like deli and or other meat.
Literally.
The first one involves some turkey that I had purchased and forgot about in the drawer of my refrigerator for a couple months. It was very old and very smelly.
And then I came by and ate it and got food poisoning.
We have a lake. We have a lot of lakes in the town we live in. And one of them has a sidewalk that goes all the way around it that people often run around. And it's in like kind of a nicer area. Well, some parts of it are a nicer area.
Would that be referred to as Lake Hollingsworth?
Lake Hollingsworth, yes.
The one with the lily pads?
No.
And the underground basement
thing? This is the one around the Christian college.
Oh, never mind.
And with all the gay people. What we did was we took it to Lake Hollingsworth and drove in the van. And opened the side door, and as somebody was running, threw it at him. It hit him in the face, and he was just like, "Oh!" And then like almost fell over.
Did he puke?
I don't know, but he probably did.
That's like the meanest thing I've ever heard.
Was this after watching Napoleon Dynamite?
Huh?
Was this after watching Napoleon Dynamite?
No.
Oh, okay.
That guy was probably like, what the fuck did I do?
That's
I,
what happens when you walk the lake. That's what happens.
That's what happens when you walk around
it
a lake around a
to
Christian
everybody.
College.
It's part of karma. You have to do it if you ever walk the lake, which I've done. I've had stuff thrown at me. I was nimble enough to dodge it.
Ryan, it's different when they're throwing deodorants.
The kids started to throw oranges at me and like three of my friends.
They were rotten eggs. So they started to throw rotten eggs at me, but they didn't hit me. I was nimble. I was
you were
like,
a ninja.
Dude, I was like a ninja.
Dude, these
I was
kids
like the shadows.
In the back of a pickup going only like 5 miles an hour with their like dad driving or something threw oranges at me and two of my friends and missed all of us. It was like...
That's sad.
How did you miss? That would have really hurt me, dude. Come on.
Dude, you see a minivan covered in stickers with the side door open coming your way. Move your
fucking
ass.
Fucking run, yeah.
And I mean, move your ass. That's
I don't,
all
I don't
there
trust,
is.
I when I
especially
walk, I
if it's 2 o'clock in the morning and you're running around a lake.
Yeah.
Oh,
there's
they deserve
probably
that.
A pretty good chance he's a crack addict.
Yeah.
He wasn't, but
he was running with the jitters.
Or he was a douchebaggy college student at the religious university there.
What's your second story?
The second story is at the very shitty company I work for. They bought us hot dogs and hamburgers and had a whole shitload left over. We were in charge of disposing these hot dogs and hamburgers and asked if anyone would notice if they were gone because it was like probably like 40, 50 pounds worth of hot dogs and hamburgers. I took it back, kept it in my freezer for a couple weeks, then got it out, let it thaw. I knew this girl that I was like quasi-dating. That was vegan.
Dude, how many girlfriends have you had? Like, literally.
I don't know. It's
how
like,
many girlfriends has
it's like
had?
30 people.
Because you guys all know each other.
It's,
no, we
it's,
have had, I think we've had the same number of
yeah, it's like, I think we found it was like 30, 30 plus, something like that. It's like 30.
Oh.
Anyway.
No, not that we've had sex with.
Yeah, we've fucked all the same people.
Pretty much.
No wonder the baby looks like both of you.
No, I have not had sex with 30 people.
I'm joking.
I think that
but
Ryan is
so
we
keep
like,
in mind, listeners, this is not Ryan's kid. It's only Stephanie's.
Put
right.
a bunch
mine.
Of meat in the mailbox and threw a bunch of meat on her yard. And then we had still had a whole shitload of meat left over, so we were just throwing it at everything. Anything we saw that looked like it would be funny to throw hot dogs or hamburgers at it, we did. And we filmed the whole thing. It was awesome.
So, you're
so what happened to this
her?
Film and why aren't
no,
the police
I wasn't dating
now?
Her. I was going out with her.
You said quasi-dating.
Yeah, I was like
quasi-fucking
before.
Her.
Does quasi
yeah.
stand for
no,
penis
well,
entry?
Before like this incident, like before, like a while before this
So
incident.
You know what the worst smell is ever? Rotten weenie juice.
Ooh.
It stinks.
Like, I don't know, man.
So Vienna bad. Sausages weenie juice no, or just like, no, like hot dogs?
Hot dog weenie juice.
Oh. You know what's like an incredible... I mean, it's gross. But like a really weird combination of foods that are good separately. When you put them together, they become instantly disgusting. If you drink milk and still have the milk... Or if you drink it and, you know, completely swallow it. And then right after that, eat like those slices of cranberry on Thanksgiving, that it tastes like vomit instantly. It's
Why
really
would you
weird.
Do that?
Well, because I had milk on Thanksgiving.
Who eats the cranberry sauce?
No, I do.
I do.
The ones can? That are shaped like Hell the can. Yeah. Hello. Delicious.
I'll open
so
a can
nasty.
And just put it on
the
best my
part.
Hand.
That's the dessert. The cranberry.
Oh my god, I'm so fucking sorry.
The cranberry of the yams.
I make
the best
my
part.
Own cranberry sauce with lots of vodka too.
Dude, are
and
you
we
like...
had like a drunken Thanksgiving, and I ended up eating all of it by myself. I was just like, this is so fucking good.
Ricky, I thought you were Southern. Thanksgiving is a Southern fucking holiday.
It's an American holiday.
It's a Southern pilgrim and Indians, like, let's make friends holiday.
Yeah. Hey, in Massachusetts.
Yeah. But
that's like the
I thought it was at Plymouth
ever.
Rock.
Yeah, but cooking and lots of it is a very
Plymouth
Southern
Rock
thing.
Is in, like, Virginia, isn't it?
No, it's in, like, Massachusetts.
No, yeah, it was in Plymouth.
They landed in Massachusetts?
Yeah.
Plymouth God, Rock. They were fucking stupid.
But, no, I think...
No offense to Massachusetts,
well,
but
Massachusetts,
why the fuck would you land way the hell up there?
Dude, it wasn't Massachusetts then. It was like...
But I know that, but...
The East Indies.
The original settlers were in Virginia, I think, like Williamstown or Jamestown or something.
No, the first Jamestown. Was Plymouth Rock in Massachusetts, right. And then like the first settlement, I believe, was in Virginia.
I thought it was after the settlement that's when they had Thanksgiving. If you know the real story of Thanksgiving, please call in.
Yeah, and not the Charlie Brown special.
Yeah, not like Charlie Brown. It's time for Thanksgiving,
and
Charlie
not,
Brown.
And not Pocahontas either. No fucking Colors of the Wind. I can't stand that movie.
And I don't want to hear about any, you know, persecution of the Native American people. It's about food, all
right?
Right. That's all I care
about.
Yeah,
we like to eat.
Yeah, that's all I care
we
about.
We have holidays about
I associated it with Southerners because Southerners love to eat, and they love to make huge smorgasbords of food.
How many?
Like fucking stuffing... And yams and cream. I mean, that's all like Southern
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I can't even imagine people from the North having Thanksgiving.
We're from Ohio, though.
Oh, and seriously? Speaking of Thanksgiving, man, damn. When is it?
Oh,
it's
here
almost
we go.
Here again, isn't it?
Wikipedia.
Fried turkey. That's all I'm going to say.
That's
fried fucking turkey.
Yeah, but how do you know an Indian didn't go on Wikipedia and make that entry?
Yeah.
History of Thanksgiving in the United States, the Virginia colony. A collective
prayer
of...
Oh!
Is it one of
How
those...
How is it that I'm always right?
You're not always right.
Is it one of those topics that's like, this is locked, it can't be edited?
No.
Because I would think so.
A collective prayer of Thanksgiving was held in the Virginia colony on December 4th, 1619, near the current site of Berkeley Plantation, where celebrations are still held each year on the first Sunday in November.
Can I ask a question? The first people who came to America from Europe landed in Plymouth Rock in Massachusetts.
Right. Well, I'm not finished.
Okay.
The Pilgrims.
Yeah, we haven't gotten to the massacre yet.
The early settlers of Massachusetts were particularly thankful for Squanto, the Native American who taught them how to catch eel, grow corn, and who served as an interpreter for them. Without Squanto's help, the settlers might have not survived in the New World. These settlers, who later came to be called the Pilgrims, set apart a day to celebrate at Plymouth. To celebrate at Plymouth immediately after the first harvest.
And was
dude,
that before?
That was in 1621.
Whoa,
so after?
Whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
But I thought that
I have an issue with that right now. That's like saying, "Oh, the innocent Iraqi citizens wouldn't have survived without America's intervention." Fuck you. Squanto did not cause the English people to be able and capable to survive. Dude, humans are humans. Everybody's as resourceful as anybody else is. No, everybody's an equal. I mean, You know, I don't know. I don't like that.
He was just showing the new guys around.
No, I know,
like,
I know, I know.
The
like, I'm sure
over there.
He was keeping the Indians from killing them.
No, I know. I mean, I'm sure it was like, I'm sure he was an amazing help and I'm definitely like an important person in history, but is not the reason why they survived. I don't like the way that's worded. It's like,
Native Americans blame Squanto.
It doesn't say they did. They would not survive. It says they might not have survived.
I don't know. That's why I never go to Wikipedia for like real events. I only go to it for like video games and music and bullshit.
So anyway, it happened in Virginia first, and then the Massachusetts people were like late bloomers.
But the first people here were in Plymouth, correct?
Right.
Which is in Massachusetts.
And they were like, fuck, it's cold. Let's go home.
Yeah, because my parents went to Cape Cod, and they went to like an old village that was set up like it was, like, you know, they were all actors, but it was set up like it was the first colony
like
in America.
Like Williamsburg?
Yeah, I think that's where it was. And they,
that's in North Carolina.
Or St.
No.
Oh.
They went to Cape Cod.
The first 1620 city is when they landed. So they must have settled in Virginia at 1621, and that's when they had the first Thanksgiving. No, 1619 was the first one.
Well, how can they first land?
Because it's Wikipedia and it's bullshit.
Land coming this summer.
We can obviously tell that Foul Monkeys is not a history podcast.
Technology.
I think that Wikipedia has led us astray. Yeah, so if anybody really knows, let us know.
All right, Ryan, sing your song.
And
sing
don't
the song.
Our
would you rather do this or that?
Have you ever seen Coming to America?
Yes, of course.
Funny ass movie. Remember the commercial for Soul Glow?
Soul Glow!
And it was like, just like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, Stephanie, you read yours first.
Okay. Would you rather live in the days of the Wild West or the arcade game elevator action?
Oh, fuck. I want to shoot out some fucking, like, ceiling lights. I love elevator action.
I don't know, because I'm really scared of horses, so the Wild West probably would not be the best place.
Are you scared of unicorns
horses
too?
Are like such
yes
bitches.
Unicorns are just horses with weapons,
right? Well, more of them,
but they just have a big weapon on their head.
I'd say the Wild West for me.
I don't know what elevator
they would brand you as, like, fag and me, and we would die. Elevator action.
But I get all kinds of cowboys.
But I can live in a brothel and fuck all kinds of cowboys.
Yeah, there were gay people back in the day.
There's always been
gay people. They like to do it with dudes.
I would make an excellent
if I can meet like Michael.
What would you pick?
I don't know. Because I'd like to shoot people and be cool and, you know, and be able to be cool with it. Like, you know, roll into town. Shoot some stuff and then roll out. You know, whatever. Whatever.
Stop by the brothel.
The only thing I'd worry about is having to deal with Will Smith singing all the time. I think that would get old.
Dude, yeah.
You don't have to sing a song about every movie you're in.
I forgot all
you
about
that. You don't
have
to do that.
Dude, yeah, and it could be Superstitious, remember? It was like Superstitious by Stevie Wonder, and he just took the same song and made it into the Wild Wild West song. I think Wild West would be cool, but I would definitely have to meet Quick Draw McGraw, and I would have to meet John Wayne, and I would have to meet Michael J. Fox's like long lost grandfather or whatever.
Yeah,
definitely. But elevator action would be way better, even though I never make it to the bottom of the game. Like, I never make it to all the way to the bottom, but I love like killing gangsters and shooting out lights.
And if you went back in time to Wild Wild West, they'd be like, you're like some kind of genius freak. You know? Because you know about how to distill water.
I don't think it said that you were like traveling back in time. I think it would be like you lived there.
But no, it says you and my person is this person that I am.
Next
and
question.
For me to live in that time would mean that it's me as I exist now.
Okay, would you rather watch a man get hit by a speeding truck, yes, or your parents having a three-way with former NBA legend Ralph Sampson?
Totally speeding truck.
Yeah, I would like to see a man get hit by a speeding truck, like,
any day.
Regardless.
Yeah, if that wasn't a choice. Every human life is valuable, but if he's going to get hit by the truck, I'd like to see it.
And I think
if he's going to happen
cool.
anyway.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
It's going to happen. Why not let me
future,
see it?
If you, know,
you know what I'm saying? That's why I think we should have gladiators. fights.
Dude, I'd love to marry Gladiators.
No more of this death row bullshit.
No, he's talking about like sacrificing people.
No, I know, but I love American Gladiators.
I'm not talking about sacrificing people. I'm talking about bringing back old school gladiators. We already have Coliseums built, Superdome, and there's like almost one in every state. Why the fuck not? You're on death row. Here's some swords. Take care of this lion.
When you say old school gladiator, I'm thinking the sports game from the
80s.
Are you talking about American Gladiators? You know, my mom tried out for that.
That was great.
And she was just bad with the shooting thing, so she didn't get in.
Remember,
but
like,
everything
fucking,
else, like, she did awesome.
Remember, like, fucking, they had, like,
the
Q-tips
polo
things?
Yeah.
Water polo.
But, right. Yeah, seriously. No, I'm thinking, like, gladiators, like, Roman gladiators. I'm
Holy
thinking, like, we
crap.
Suit up some death row inmates.
Dude. Okay, so
I didn't say sacrifice Christians. You're the one who brought up the sacrificing. I was just talking about gladiator fights.
Whoa. Okay, so Ralph Sampson, NBA legend, is 7'4". And weighs 220 pounds, and he can dunk the ball almost without jumping.
This doesn't sway my opinion.
Yeah, this
no. I had no idea.
I don't
want to
see my parents have sex with anything, even each other.
Who's next?
Ryan or you?
You.
I'll go. Would you rather have a sofa that has a working toilet built in, or have Vladimir Lenin's glass tomb for your coffee table?
I'm gonna look that up too.
Vladimir Lenin.
Vladimir is a weird name. Like,
yeah,
V and L don't go together.
He's buried. He was like their king or whatever, and he was buried in a glass coffin. You can still see him.
But you can see a lot of people like that.
I would rather have a toilet on my couch.
What's his name? Vladimir.
Lenin.
No, the only Russians I like are live ones.
Or vodka. Yeah, Lenin. Right.
Sneaky
fucking Russians.
And it says he was a primary theorist in Leninism. I wonder why.
Yeah.
An extension.
I would
Marxist.
Say the glass table, because that would just be cool to have a dead person.
Wasn't he
in your
like
house.
The last communist ruler?
He was a communist
of,
politician, Russian
of like Russia,
the main leader
something
of the October
that.
Revolution, the
I
first head
Stalin.
Of the Russian Soviet
I don't know.
Socialist.
No.
What?
Again, we're not really good at history.
My
here.
History.
Yeah. That's why I wanted to teach history.
All right, glass table.
If I can learn it, then I can teach it.
What would you choose?
Oh, I said the toilet, yeah.
The toilet.
That's hot.
Hot.
Toilet or dead guy?
What did you do to the dead guy?
He's our glass table.
Oh, that's fine. I'll do that one.
Cool. All right, Ryan, yours.
The couch smell.
Would you rather be reincarnated as a frog or Richard Simmons' son?
He has a son?
I don't know. I guess if he were to have a son,
he
you would be
from,
it.
From, like, the
Richard
shock
Simmons
of his dad's
son.
Homosexuality.
Lots of bad shit happens to frogs.
Yeah, lots of bad shit happens
to frogs.
Yeah,
like Miss
frogs.
Piggy.
Unless you're, like, England's spokesperson for fire prevention.
It was, wasn't it the French?
No, it was.
It was England? Slappy the Frog?
Yeah.
It says Richard Simmons
anyway.
Is a fitness expert.
Anyway, Richard Simmons' son, because then you got sweating to the oldies money. Sweating to the billions is what I'm saying. You know, hell yeah. And I'll be sweating good with hoes.
All the hoes. I think I would choose...
In different women's clothes?
Richard Simmons' son. Because I would probably be Richard Simmons' son.
Ew, baby.
I mean, you don't have to be like all Richard Simmons-y just because you're his son. There's a lot of people who are very different from their parents.
That's true.
RichardSimmons.com.
All right, so.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. Let's see. I need to read these two lines.
All right, hurry up.
Simmons is notable for his high energy and motivational demeanor, an attribute he often uses to help encourage people to lose weight. His trademark attire is candy-striped dolphin shorts and tank tops decorated with Swarovski crystals. That is disgusting. Wow. I bought those for my mom for earrings, remember, mm-hmm. in Flagstaff or in Sedona? Crazy. All right, I'm done. Good.
All right, so we got to go.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Visit the website at www.foulmonkeys.com. Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
And
you can also...
Well, check out our MySpace for Foul Monkeys and give us a call. Let us know what you think. Ask us questions. Do shit, man.
Join our Forever Map.
Store.
Yes, visit the store. Also, be like Neighbor Girl and leave us an iTunes review, which would be wonderful.
And follow the amazing example led by Big Fun Drew with his big fun penis by answering our questions. Yeah.
206-984-FOUL. Any last comments?
RichardSimmons.com.
No? We're good?
Damn. You put me on the spot.
No, I don't have anything. Oh.
You have cleavage.
Amy.
Oh.
Watch out for the Hellraiser.
Yeah. Steven, Stidham, Danielle, Johnson, address.
Every girl named Danielle is usually a bitch face.
She's fucking evil incarnate.
Dr. Scholes makes a fine product. He's by far the best doctor in the world.
Is his name Danielle too?
No.
I'm tired. Goodbye, people.
Bye.
Oh, wow.
Later.